This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Broad and Liberty is a new website focusing on news and information, primarily in Philadelphia and southeastern Pennsylvania, but expanding statewide. Here with a look at what Broad and Liberty has to offer are Terry Tracy, co-founder of the site, and digital director Albert Eisenberg. Gentlemen, before we get into a discussion of specific issues, Broad and Liberty, a fairly new digital publication, tell us a bit about the website. What was the impetus for founding it, and what is your focus?
We like to talk about Broad and Liberty as the Philadelphia region's intersection between current local issues and public policymaking and the eternal struggle for the cause of liberty. Practically speaking, we're a Philadelphia-based nonprofit media enterprise and public policy think tank that's committed to offering diverse, innovative, and disruptive viewpoints about issues, ideas, and policies that hit closest to home to our readers. I think what this means in terms of, and I'll let Albert touch on balancing the broader media landscape, but this sort of unique joint venture of different initiatives is really intended to create an accountability framework for local government that is largely non-existent due to the erosion of local media outlets and this sort of broad embrace of urban woke politics that has really infiltrated the remaining newsrooms and media landscape in places like the city of Philadelphia, and we are there to challenge that status quo.
Journalists like to talk about themselves as speaking truth to power, but the reality that most people with more than a couple brain cells can observe at this point is that if that power is coming from one side, most of the media is quiet. So Terry, myself, and some other co-founders in late 2019 had sort of identified a few major trends happening in media and politics. One of them was the decline of local media and sort of the nationalization of everything. And local politics and local issues and regional issues are really, and statewide, are what affects people more than, you know, whatever Trump tweeted. So we recognize that as a trend in need of addressing. And we also recognize this sort of woke journalism trend and the fact that the existing journalistic outlets really only cater to a very small niche of people within Philadelphia and within Pennsylvania and the region as a whole. And that is sort of an elite, progressive, upper-class group of media consumers. And we wanted to create a media outlet that actually meets people where they are in reality. And that is what Broad and Liberty is.
What sort of challenges did you face, are you facing? First of all, it's a startup, so starting up is always a challenge. But particularly, it's all digital. How do you reach out and build an audience? And also, talk a little bit about the content of your website.
Well, it's interesting because as I reflect upon the last year and I think about the things that inspired us to take on this project, what we knew going into this, as Albert mentioned, is that there was a massive market opportunity, right? That there were vast swaths of the population that were just sort of intellectually abandoned by political and institutional media. And so we knew going into this that there was going to be an opportunity to connect with people who felt left out, and also, frankly, to change hearts and minds just by virtue of providing reason and balance to the dialogue in the area. We also knew that we would face the inevitable sort of denigration that is inherent to anyone that challenges that which is fashionable in our woke political dynamics today. But I think what we obviously did not prepare for as a startup organization is doing this in the midst of a global pandemic and a massive economic contraction, right? We rely on the goodwill of others, donations. We're a 501c3, we're a nonprofit organization, for support. And as the world started to unravel at the beginning of 2020, I'll be honest with you, Loman, there were many nights over the course of many months that I laid awake at night just wondering when we would succumb to forces that were more powerful than us, especially because we were already venturing on an effort to speak truth to power, right? So it's been a challenging year, but I think that what's remarkable is that we are where we are because of the quality of the content we produce and the market opportunity that Albert just spoke to. And frankly, we're in a position now where we are having, every day we're talking about capacity building because we are having a hard time keeping up with the demand for the content that we're offering.
Speaking of the content that you're offering, and we'll come back to this a couple times during the show here, where can folks go to read Broad and Liberty?
So they can go to broadandliberty, that's all spelled out, .com. And like Terry said, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, so that's where they can go to read and share and donate. And they can go to @broadandliberty on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And the listeners here, like Terry said, we are trying to build up some intellectual capital and really try something new and create content, like I said, that meets people where they are in reality. So we could use a follow, we could use a like, we could use a share. And then on the website, people can join our email list.
We are talking with Terry Tracy and Albert Eisenberg, and they are with Broad and Liberty, a new, relatively new digital publication. Right now, you are based predominantly in Philadelphia. That's where most of your content is focusing. But you're looking perhaps to expand this statewide across Pennsylvania?
That's right. I mean, we always viewed this as problem, as not unique to Philadelphia, right? So while Philadelphia is where we live and what we know and where we've started, it's been really important to us that we build an operating model that is leverageable and scalable, because the issues that we are facing here with respect to advocating for political, economic, and cultural freedom translates to Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Erie, Reading, Scranton, the city of Chester, and frankly, cities all over the country.
There are some issues that are relatively unique to the city, at least statewide in Pennsylvania, one of which, gentlemen, we have witnessed some civil unrest. You recently penned an editorial, Looting and Lockdowns. Tell us a little bit about your approach to the problem that we're having.
One of our goals with Broad and Liberty is to connect what is happening in Philadelphia to a larger civic discussion of what is happening in the country, what's happening in the state. And, you know, the idea that lootings and lockdowns are the new cost of doing business in Philadelphia, we had not only significant and more concerted over a longer period of time amount of lockdowns. At the time we wrote, that might be the November surprise. And indeed, there were more Republican votes out of Philadelphia than there have been in a generation. So we're covering this and we're responding to a couple things. One is the actual facts on the ground, which is if the new cost of doing business in Philadelphia is getting your store looted every 5 months and having arbitrary lockdowns whenever the government decides, and there is no district attorney response or law enforcement response to the people doing it, which basically gives carte blanche to people to go out and loot, then at some point business is going to dry up and businesses cannot just absorb this. And when we say business, we always mean the jobs that supports, the economic activity that supports, the families that supports. And, you know, we're the only outlet right now that's willing to say that out loud. And that's the problem we identified. And that's why we produce this type of content.
All of these issues you can find discussed in depth at Broad and Liberty. We have been talking with Albert Eisenberg and Terry Tracy of Broad and Liberty. Gentlemen, once again, please remind our audience where they can go on the web to read this publication.
You can go to broadandliberty.com. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And you can join our email list on our website.
Albert Eisenberg, Terry Tracy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.